The great city of Babylon fell before the armies of Cyrus the Persian, and in 538 BC, Darius the Mede took over the government of the extensive territory of the Babylonian kingdom. The Medo-Persian Empire, of which the Babylonian kingdom had become a part, was so vast that it could not be ruled by one man. Darius was already 62 years old, so he decided to appoint 120 governors to rule throughout the kingdom, with three administrators over them, one of whom was Daniel, the Hebrew exile. Daniel was now an old man, certainly well over 80 years of age. He surpassed everyone in wisdom and understanding because God had given him unusual intelligence and insight. He so distinguished himself among the administrators and governors by his outstanding qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. Then the governors tried to find grounds for charges against him in his conduct of state affairs, but they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption or negligence in him, because he was trustworthy and wise. Finally, they decided to betray him on religious grounds. They knew that Daniel was a fervent servant of the Lord, so they said, "We will never find any charges against this man unless it has something to do with the law of his God." So the governors went as a group to Darius and said, "O king, live forever. The royal rulers and advisers have all agreed that the king should issue an edict that anyone who prays to any god or man during the next 30 days, except to you, O king, shall be thrown into the lion's den. The decree must be put in writing in accordance with the laws of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be repealed." Completely unsuspecting, the king agreed to this. When Daniel heard about it, he went home to his upstairs room, where the windows opened towards Jerusalem. 3 times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, just as he had always done. Then these men went as a group and found Daniel praying and asking God for help. So they went to the king and said, "Did you not publish a decree that during the next 30 days anyone who prays to any god or man, except to you, O king, should be thrown into the lion's den? Now this Daniel, one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, O king, or to the decree you put in writing. He still prays 3 times a day. When Darius heard this, he was greatly distressed and was determined to save Daniel. Until sundown, he made every effort to spare him. But the governors went to him and said, "According to the law of the Medes and Persians, no decree that the king issues can be changed." So the king sent for Daniel and said in a sad voice, "May your God, whom you serve continually, save you." Daniel was taken and thrown into the lion's den, and a large stone was placed over the mouth of the pit. The king sealed the stone with his own signet ring, so that Daniel's situation might not be changed. Then he returned to his palace and refused to eat or be entertained. At the first light of dawn, he got up and hurried to the lion's den and called out in an anguished voice, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to save you from the lions?" Daniel answered, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me, because I was found innocent in his sight, nor have I ever done any wrong to you, O king." Darius was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the den, and no wound was found on him, because he had trusted in his God. At the king's command, the men who had accused Daniel were brought and thrown into the pit. Before they reached the floor of the den, the lions overpowered them and crushed their bones. Then the king issued another decree, celebrating the God of Daniel. He ordered all nations to revere the living God, whose dominion will never end, and who had rescued his servant Daniel from the power of the lions. Next episode, Daniel's visions.